Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
So I'm not sure if you've heard, but Headspace has a brand new show on Netflix called The Headspace Guide to Meditation, and it's out right now. There are 8 episodes, and every episode introduces a new technique, a new way of training the mind. And my hope is that there'll be something for everyone, no matter what's going on in your life right now. If you enjoy Radio Headspace, I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy Headspace Guide to Meditation too. It's out now, only on Netflix.
Headspace.
Hi, I'm Andy, and welcome to Radio Headspace, and to Wednesday morning. Now, ordinarily, whether it's through Radio Headspace or whether it's through the Headspace app, I'm often talking about our ability and the importance of zooming out in life to get a different sort of perspective on how we see things. Because very often we get so caught up in the minutiae of life that we sort of tend to overthink things and complicate things. But at the same time, there's real value sometimes in focusing on the small details. Now, that's very different from thinking about the small details. I mean, focusing on the small details. A few days back, I was chatting with a colleague who used to be a journalist a long time ago. And one of his early assignments, he was invited to go rock climbing above the ocean in northern England. You know, he showed me a picture of the climb. And, you know, it looks exciting, but also slightly terrifying. And he was describing the climb to me as he went up with 2 very experienced climbers. Obviously, he was safe, but he talked about the internal dialogue and the internal fear, and that all he could really imagine was himself halfway up this sort of 100-foot rock directly above the waves of the ocean below. And in his mind, that conjured up a picture which was sort of completely terrifying. And when he got to the top, he was having a conversation with one of the rock climbers, who said, well, look, as climbers, as professional climbers, on some of those climbs, if we actually stopped and considered where we were, like this tiny speck of a human hanging on to the side of a giant cliff face on a world that's spinning around, of course, that would be absolutely terrifying. You know, we'd probably be sort of frozen in fear. But it's actually in being able to not go to that place in the mind, to not go to a place where we're sort of more likely to feel fearful, and instead actually focus on just one step at a time, to focus on the next ledge, the next hold, the next foot move. And by doing that, actually there's no space to spin out. There's no room. I don't know, when I heard that, I felt that that applied to so many of us in so many situations in our life. Sometimes there's a tendency to leap forward and imagine how life's going to go. Sometimes to look back and imagine how life could have been different in some way. But actually, when we let go of both of those and we just focus on the small details of today, there's something incredibly grounding about that. There's actually not a lot of room for anxiety or fear. There's something about just being present with what we're doing in that moment. So whatever you're doing today, wherever you're going next, perhaps just bringing a little bit of that into your day. Just being present, not just with your meditation or something like that, but present with each and every moment in the day. Even the small things that ordinarily you might not take the time to be present with. Just spending a little bit more time with that today. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.